fourth quarter, I think even though USA had Portillo Cotton on the bench, they were able to cut that lead, and I think if they can keep the Sisters on defense, they could come back and make this game up. And the Laker loud mouths are going to be heard right there. I think you got some housekeeping duties to do real quick. Yeah, real quick. This game broadcast tonight is a copyright presentation of Sun Broadcast Incorporated. All rights reserved. No reproduction, retransmission, public distribution. These descriptions are accounts of this game. They take place without their expressed written consent of Sun Broadcast Incorporated. And right off the bat, USA comes out with a tight pressure there and tries to trap Eric, and getting a quick foul there is going to be Sean McBrayer. And that's going to be the team's fifth and his third now. And if they want to make their comeback by way of threes, one, they got to start making them. Two, they got to start taking them.
You know, it's funny. We talked about the threes being a key in this game, and I think maybe the Lakers made one in the first half, and that's about it.
We haven't seen many, and these are the top two teams in our area for three-pointers right now. And you know what? Lakers is set up and stop. They're going to take their time, and they're going to look for backdoors. Oh, wide open shot here. It looks like USA is in a straight 1-1 zone. You're all zone coach, you like so much, but with this, if you can keep two guards out front and they don't get good pressure or get trashed in the corners, you can stay a long time against this defense.
You sure can,
and that's exactly what the Lakers are doing, is they're running a little pitch and catch here, and Brody Lance is looking at wide open for three. It's your favorite game of soccer, it's wide open three, the worst, and there's a three right on cue. We couldn't save these guys to get that to us.
I almost think that's one of those shots that Coach Majewski's happy that went in, but if it wouldn't have, there might have been some discussion because they were getting really no pressure from USA at all.
And that's going to make the lead 37-28, back up to 9 again. This time it's going to be just inside the 3 points. McBrayer lays it in. Back to 7, 37-39. Lakers with the lead on the ball. 6:37 to go here in the fourth quarter. Now they get a long three by Lance, and it's so good. And Ganger and Gasso kind of mixed up here just a little bit on the rebound. Ganger thought he was fouled.
I think he was. They're getting a Lakers foul. We're not sure against who, but Evan Gasso, and that will be his fourth.
And look who's coming back into the game with Jake Allen, Botello,
and Nick Fletcher.
Yep. I think Game 4 says we're going to make the run for it right now, guys. We're either going to get it or not, right here. Go or nothing.
I'm not sure that three-pointer from Brody Lawrence, even though he might have felt he had a hot hand, I'm not sure that that was the most advised shot at that point.
I got to give Shane McBrayer credit. He was standing down here right below us, trying to explain to the official, it should be our ball as the Laker player standing there. And he's like, no. They got to throw it away. It is Patriots ball, but you got to give him credit. He was being very polite and trying to explain to the official.
Didn't work. I didn't try to
play
a fast one, but McBrayer was having nothing to do with that.
Botello with the ball. He throws it to the top to Fletcher. Fletcher swings it around to McBrayer. McBrayer drives into the paint. Gets to the runner. 37-32. Here comes the Patriots. And they're full press. Brody Lawrence has no problem bringing it up. He takes the quick shot inside the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound chased down by Van Gisbert. And a nice move to get it off of Botello. But Botello, he had to pull up. He couldn't help but go after that and risk getting that fourth foul, because if he'd have booked the Laker player, you know it would have been a fifth foul.
Exactly. Again, I'm a little concerned that Brody Lawrence's shot wasn't the best shot he could have taken at that time. I think they need to work the clock a little bit more until they get a better look.
When you're going to stall like they were stalling and then come back and pull up and take these shots, you're not real happy. And that's how Volker drove the lane and tried to conquer through three people and went to the feet of Jordan, and Jordan takes it out. And on a wild shot, and a wild rebound out to Van Tipper, and USA chased it down, but we're going to get a push-off foul on Van Tipper, I believe. And that was a good call, because he did take his offhand and push the USA Patriots from behind.
He made a good hustle play, but you're right, I think he got an arm in there and gave USA a little shove to get that foul.
And that's his third foul. Here comes the Patriots, 37-32, 5:50 to go in the fourth quarter. McBrayer brings the ball up the court, goes right, hands it off to Botello. Botello got away with the travel there. He throws it over to Nick Fletcher. Fletcher looks for the three, it's not there. Brody Lawrence picks it away, goes into the hands of Hall. Hall makes a nice move. Nice big guy move, and we haven't seen that out of Jake Hall all night.
Did you see how he first put fakes like he was referred back to the outside and got the Laker defender to relax?
And then he scores, and now he steals it on the other end, and Buffalo lays it up off the glass, and Lakers has in trouble. 37-31, they got a winner. 37-36, they got a one-point lead, but Jesse's screaming for a timeout. He's going to get it. We're going to leave for just a second to hear from our fighting sponsors with Lakers lead remaining 37-36, 5:15 to go.
As an independent insurance agent, why do I work with Auto Owners Insurance? Because they believe in the same things I do. Trust, honesty, service. That's why J.D. Power & Associates ranked auto owners highest in customer satisfaction with auto insurance claims 3 years in a row. For home, life, auto, and business insurance, tell your auto owners. Promises made, promises kept.
For award information, visit jdpower.com.
Call Prime Insurance Group agents Jim Saransky, Pat Stecker, or Kathy Staser at 1-800-233-9533 or visit the office nearest you in Cass City or Essexville.
We're back, and USA Patriots are back in the ballgame here, Coach Wainer.
Well, like I said, Lakers took a couple of ill-advised shots, but USA was able to translate into buckets on the other end. But now I think you might have the USA student section longer than the Laker Lambros.
And what that number, USA probably got, I'd say maybe, what, 30 kids? The Lakers probably have about 70-75
It's probably 2-1, but right now the noise factor is coming a lot more from the USA side than the Lakers side.
And they even got the DJ playing some music here. So we'll see what happens. The last 5:15 of the game here, 37-36. Lakers hanging on to the third and lead. 6 fouls for the home team. And right away, USA gets a quick steal. And down on the floor is Warren, but Warren picks himself back up. And McBride gives it to Botello in the corner. Botello skips off inside the Gangler, but Gangler is denied from Bertha from behind. And now we're going to get a traveling call. And the fans aren't going to like this. Gangler was on the floor. He went to stand up. Bertha had the ball and tripped over him, and it's not a foul.
Right, that's one of those things as a coach, a ref, a player, there's not much you can do about it. He just kind of tripped over him unintentionally, but it's got to be called traveling.
Your local hometown grocery store, Pigeon IGA, is proud of our community, proud of our school systems, and proud of our area Lakers sports team. Have you stopped into Pigeon IGA lately? You'd be proud of their selection and prices. So whether it's picking up lunch with Pigeon IGA's homemade soup of the day or broasted chicken, rotisserie chicken, macaroni salad, potato salad, and more from the deli for your family dinner tonight, or stopping in regularly for your weekly grocery shopping, they thank you for your continued business and support of our community. That's Pigeon IGA, located on the corner of M142 and Caseville Road in Pigeon.
We're back here at Lakers High School. They're still hanging on to that one-point lead. We only had about 15 seconds to kick off the clock there, but here comes USA. I tell you what, they're coming with the pressure. It's clean, but it's pressure. They're bodying up, they're passing out. And being led by none other than Holland and Gangler. Gangler's down here, and he's showing his presence. He's showing I'm a 6'2" senior, and I'm going to show you that right here, right now.
Well, both ends of the floor, it looks like USA is really trying to get the ball down low and use their physicality to outman Lakers.
And Gangler's out of the game right now, getting a much-needed rest after that timeout. Holland sent the ball out to McGuire, but McGuire was just a little bit too quick and had the knuckle turn over there in travel.
I'm not sure Coach Gangler liked that call, but I think it was the right call. It looked like he took that extra little half step.
It sure did. Lakers gets the ball inbound. Lawrence brings the ball up the court, up the sideline, gets it to Broker. Broker gets it to Van Tilton. Quick shot. Rebound control ball by Rick. Rick gives it to McBride. McBride brings the ball up the court, and I don't think that's what Coach Medusky wanted, was that quick shot.
I would agree. Van Tilton was open, but I don't think he wanted that shot that early in the possession.
A long three there by McBride. No good. Rebound control by the Lakers. Lawrence brings the ball off the court. 4:24 to go on the court. Lakers hanging on to the one-point lead, 37-36, trying to pick up their second conference win here tonight at home, coming home night.
I'm not sure Coach Gamper was happy with this team's shot selection either on that last possession. It was a quick three.
Broker over in the corner. He's covered by a ref. He decides to shoot it. It's no good. Four Patriots down here for the rebound. No Lakers. They'll have them back. They're looking for USA to push it. They didn't want them to get the quick break, and nobody backed out.
USA, the last few minutes, has really shored up both ends of the glass on both ends of the court.
And at 3:48 to go, USA takes the lead back after coming out early in the first quarter, 38-37. USA comes back down the court, and hand it off to Zuma, and then Zuma passes around. Jake Holland with the rebound.
How about that change of events? Holland makes a great move down low to get in the lead, then contests the shot from Zuma, forces him into a awkward-looking shot, and then gets the rebound to boot. So that was all Jake Holland right there.
And that sure was senior leadership. 3:31 to go, USA.